right now, we have Common Core standards that are implemented for math and English literature.
Dr. Dana Boddy is an instructor and math program coordinator at the University of West Florida. She and a couple of other teachers sat down with me last month to discuss the Common Core standards and what they mean to students and teachers in Florida and across the country. Dr. Jiangwen Nguyen is a math educator at UWF. She says the standards for math will force teachers to find creative ways to teach.
The content will be the same. You're going to learn how to multiply, but how the teacher presents is changed. But concept stay the same. So I think Common Core require teacher to have a lot of background planning. They need to be more creative. They need to engage students into the conversation when they are learning and not hear. This is what you have to know, and this is what you have to memorize. So Common Core allow that flexibility in the teaching strategy.
And flexibility is also something that Dr. Susan James, assistant professor of literacy in the School of Education at UWF, mentioned when talking about the English standards.
Well, they have reading, and then there are subcategories of reading, you know, informational text, and then they have writing and listening and speaking. So they are, you know, but you can tell there aren't as many standards. That's one thing I do like about it, is that within that section, this is for 9th and 12th grade, it really does delineate what those high schoolers need to know.
But what the students need to know and how they and their teachers will be evaluated are two different things. And that's what has many teachers frustrated. Dr. Dana Boddy.
I think we're all just sitting around waiting to see what's happening. Right now, the changes are being implemented or decided on how we're going to move forward with this. And teachers are anxiously anticipating what assessment will my children be given, especially since, you know, they're judged based on how their students do. It would be nice to have an idea what they're going to be expected to do. So we're just sitting around waiting for it to happen, and hopefully they'll decide soon so that we can move forward and develop the things we need to prepare teachers and be effective in the classroom.
I asked Dr. Boddy if she thought some school districts would just ditch the whole thing and come up with their own sets of standards.
It's so caught up the way that they tie funding to what you do. The state's not going to let that happen. You're going to follow the state standards because it's going to be directly connected to any funding you receive from the state. So I don't see any district jumping out there wanting to take a financial leap and being independent.
Keeping some of the evaluation up to well-trained, well-paid, and respected teachers is also on Dr. Susan James' wish list.
I would like to see us have standards so that we all know where we need to be to get the kids ready for career or for college. But I would like to have professionals in the classroom that could determine whether the student is actually able to perform for each one of these standards, and they make that decision. Okay, and we trust them, we train them well, and we get a little bit away from all of the testing, all of the assessment, because teachers know how to assess students in a classroom. And, you know, this causes a lot of stress. You see this. This has caused a lot of controversy, a lot of stress. When you talk to students in the classroom, my high schoolers that I taught for several years, it was a major stress on them. They were constantly being assessed. Every couple of weeks they had an assessment. And it really did get in the way of teaching. You know, it did get in the way of teaching them how to be critical thinkers and how to collaborate with one another when you're doing all that assessment. So I would like to see, yes, I would like to see us keep Common Core standards. I think they're well written. I think they're well placed. They're well intentioned. They're coming from governors. But maybe we need to look at how much are we assessing our students.
The one question that all of these teachers agreed on was when I asked if they thought the state was done tinkering with the standards.
Absolutely not.
No.
I mean, just when we get a set of standards implemented around here, we change them. So, no, we thought we were on a path to moving forward with Common Core, and the year before full testing and implementation, this year was full implementation, and next year was testing as well. We've already jumped ship, so who knows what's going to happen.
The standards, which are now called Florida standards, will be fully implemented by the 2014-15 academic school year. A new assessment test to replace the FCAT will be chosen in March. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.